Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Audio Frontier.
This is Football Daft with Stephen Purden.
Midfield dynamo and average actor.
Chris Toll.
Target man. Suspicious character.
And
hey, that's happened to Stevenson.
Welcome to Football Daft. It's a Daft Scottish Football podcast around, and I am producer John. And let us welcome the team. First, two men who are happier than Boris Johnson at a party. It's Grado and Steven, and tell us why you're happy, boys.
There we go.
Can you get through a bit of Lambert?
You can talk a bit here.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Hola, mi chachas. ¿Cómo está?
Sí, señora. Sí, señora.
There we go. Two
the last time I was in Spain for a Rangers game, I just kept going up to the guy going, two vodka and Fanta Limon. dos vodka Fanta Limon.
The last time I went to see Rangers in Spain, I fell asleep for the full game and woke up in the 83rd minute. We were doing 3-0.
Fingers crossed, history repeats itself, mate.
Oh, there he is. And that's a man who's also had... This is a beautiful thing. It's like ebony and ivory come together in perfect harmony. Nah. Celtic have just won the league. Chris is happy. Grado and Stephen have got a ticket for the game. We're going to Seville. There we go. And Chris has got a song for us as well.
Ryan, cut this bit out.
No, he's playing my song for next Wednesday.
Aye.
Right, okay. I mean, you could have queued this up as well, Chris. This goes on a bit like...
If we get beat, that's got to be taken in the clip.
Here we go.
It's still got the same ring as Viva España, man.
Aye, Viva España is a wee bit more upbeat in it, let's be honest.
I would have better the charts than all, man.
Do you know what? We are the champions. It gets played all the time, like when you obviously win a league. I've not heard that in a long time, I was about to say, right? But it just takes a while and it's a bit down, isn't it? It's like a sort of champion should be happy and upbeat and like, woohoo!
It's funny, I remember watching a thing about a Liverpool fan talking about when they won the Champions League in Spain, and they get pissed off with all the songs that the DJ put on because it was all like, Queen, we are the champions, and status quo rocking all over the world. But I was like, oh, what gear?
Aye, pure cheese, mate. You've got to fucking.
You need to embrace that shit.
I know. Well, are they wanting fucking Arctic Monkeys and shit like that? Know what I mean?
Well, let's hopefully embrace it next Thursday. Boys, he's a man.
Next Wednesday, sorry.
Rangers Daft on Monday. Grado missed it because he was on a mission for tickets. He was babysitting the Wayne. On a mission for the tickets at the same time.
He was on a mission to find tickets and the appropriate spoons for Perry's banana.
lads. How much banana can you eat? I mean, she's just on solid. How much banana?
Aye, but boys, let's be honest.
In fact, play the fucking voice note.
Aye, let's be honest, man. When he said, and I'm like, I could be fine, Nicholas, like, maybe half. Nicola was the sensible one in the whole conversation. I'm like, give me the banana. Nicola's like, gear half it and mash it up. Do you know what I mean? It's like,
well, I'm not going to fucking stick a full one in our gob, you know what I mean? I wasn't that daft. But I didn't think you had to gear the full one anyway, you know what I mean?
So should we introduce a guy that seems to think he's on Wrestling Daft?
he's wearing a progress top today.
No, I'm talking about you, you're funny.
Oh, me, sorry, I'm wearing up a Wrestling Daft behind me. If you're watching the video, it's your fault. If you're watching the video version, if you aren't, get on patreon.com/footballdaft.
Nice,
and
nice
there we are in football daft land now. Nice. Guys, talk us through your journey, your quest for these tickets, how you're getting to Seville. I want to know the full story. How you get Gradle, you were smart, you booked in advance, didn't you?
My brother had Seville tickets booked. I'd say it was maybe after Dortmund. And I didn't want him. I was like, just do it. I goes, I don't want to know how we're getting there. Don't care. Just book it. However, don't. I'm no wanting to know anything about it because I don't want to get excited. So he booked. In fact, I would even, I think it was before Dortmund. They booked the hotels.
Mate, I think we spoke about this. It was before the second leg of the Dortmund game.
Aye. He done the hotel because we had 4 weeks before it to see if we still wanted it before getting my money back. And then he booked the flights out, which is going to be Manchester to... Where am I going, man? Manchester to Barcelona, Barcelona to Seville. Get there at 1 o'clock Tuesday. And then in the return, it's Thursday night, and we're flying Barcelona... No, Seville to Gran Canaria to Manchester.
Wow, that's a bit of a detour.
Nah, is that going down south?
When do we get there? I don't know. How do we get there? I don't care.
Oh, I know. That's going to be fair. Why are you saying that?
Gran Canaria is like a 5-hour flight.
That's going back, man. It can happen.
Right, aye, but okay. Getting back's the worst bit.
I hope you've won the Europa League, mate.
Aye, so getting back will be the worst bit.
In all fairness, it's not the worst journey you've heard from Rangers supporters. You've heard some stories of Rangers supporters going to fucking Morocco.
My mate's passing through Morocco,
seriously, your pal's from Morocco. All that way for a Champions League qualifier, fuck's sake.
It's these guys that are like that. Like, I met a guy in Tesco the other day. He's like, me and my three mates were leaving in a camper van on Monday. And I'm like, that's just got disaster written all over it, man, off on it.
My brother-in-law leaves on Saturday. Him and his two mates have had a van, they're leaving Saturday.
Well, really?
No, think about that, the way him.
That's what I might be jumping into the way him. If I don't know how to get my flat, my flights, the way back sorted.
See, when we done it, we went a week in advance. So we did, we went a week in advance. We flew into Palma, stayed in Torrevieja. And the day of the final, we got a bus for Torrevieja into Seville and stayed in Seville for the night. So it was like even a week before, or even well before it, the second that Celtic got into the final, the flights and all of that trebled in price, man.
I thought you'd have been sitting up with Martin O'Neill on the plane and all that since when did you done all that game?
Tommy's day fucked it. Tommy's day fucking wasn't there.
Yeah, a wee packet of Watsons and a can of cola.
And shooting match.
I be comic, aye.
Well, see, the thing is, man, I got flights no bad last night. It was all right. I mean, I was yesterday, obviously, is a day where we got our tickets, right? But then last night, I was looking through. Gado, I slag you for this kind of shit sometimes, but I get to that point where I was like, Nicola, you're going to need to fix this for me. Nicola, you're going to just need to sort it. I can't. Okay, because I found out we got the tickets in the afternoon, had to take Leo at the doctor's, had to then take Leo to swimming, didn't get back into dinner time. Had to totally fucking patch a game last night. I'm like, Nicola, I was looking, I was going, and she was pure stressed out of work. And I was like, Nicola, please, pure talk, babe, you're good at this kind of stuff, man. So just please. I don't know what I'm doing here, babe. I've never travelled without you. I've not travelled without you for years. So that, babe, got to sort it. So she ended up getting there. I'm going down to Newcastle on a Monday night.
How are you getting there? He's driving down.
Nicola's got to drop us off.
You're joking.
Is she? What a wife, Pirate.
Nicola Purden,
football daft moment of the week already, by the way. That is impressive.
Nicola's got to take us down, sign a Premier Rings. My flight's at 7, and I'll get to Malaga.
7 in the morning or night?
In the morning.
Right, so Nicola's getting up at like 3 o'clock in the morning to drive you to Newcastle. Oh no, you're staying overnight at the Premier
Rings. Staying the night, she'll take me on the Monday night, and I'll stay and get up, and then go to the airport, and then I get to Malaga back at 1. Couldn't get the train booked, so I got a bus booked, but the bus and the train are the exact same amount of times getting there, apparently, because the trains get different stops. So I've got a bus, and I get to Seville at 5 o'clock. So I'll get there.
5 o'clock?
Aye, mate, it's 5 now, because the time it takes to get there. So my bus is 1:30, so I'll get you in Seville at 5 o'clock.
Is it 5 o'clock just before the game?
No, on the Tuesday.
All right, I was going to say, imagine you fucking broke down or something like that, man. Disaster.
And Bob's going to be in a room with me, Fletch, my brother.
Oh, my God. I've pure gate crashed the Airshaman's party, man. This wee cunt's coming in, man, and Gator's going to be going like that. Bob, tell me about that time we done Panther Girl, man. Tell them that time we were near the fighting. Getting all nervous,
though. And then I'm like, Fletch, you tell me about this time you done that, right? Joke, go. You tell them a funny story, go.
Joke, cool. tell me about Christmas 1989, joke.
Well, I'm like, what was the moment like when you found out you got a ticket, boys? What was that moment like?
It was weird because it was good.
I bet it was.
Gredo, is the other people that you're going with got tickets for the game?
Aye, they've got tickets, aye. It's close.
Oh, that's okay. All right, that's fine.
Take the hat, but it's worth it, Bob.
So your brother and exactly. Fletch have got tickets as well then, Gredo, aye. Brilliant.
I honestly, God, cannot believe that you two paid £1,500 each for tickets. For
Good, man.
Well done, guys. I'm absolutely delighted.
But there is that argument, right, because it was like Fletch said to me today, he says there's tickets up there for £1,500, right? And it is a lot of money, man. It is a lot of money. But there's some folk that will be sitting there going, will I date, will I not? And I'm just thinking, I just kind of think that, and maybe when you're in your line, when you're nearly dead, and you're thinking, man, and I missed that Europa Cup final because the tickets were £1,500. I don't know, maybe I'm a wee bit...
No, the thing is, we all know like what people have been through. It's been a hard time financially for folk. But if you can afford it and you're not wanting to date, it is why they
want
you don't want to look back and regret it.
Exactly. Like, my mom always used to say there's no pockets in a shroud, right? Which means you can't take the money with you, right?
Can't take it with you,
lying there, you're not going to remember what you spent that £1,500 on, but you're going to remember being at that cup final.
Aye, that's a better way
than it. You're better than me, that. Right. No, you're absolutely right, mate. You're absolutely right. So, wow, you guys are obviously going to be missing from the podcast next week, but we'll get yous on, like, win, lose, or draw. We can't draw. But win or lose, we'll get you on, and you can come on and tell us all about it. So, best of luck to you, boys. We'll talk more about it. We'll talk more about it as the podcast progresses.
I'm expected to do that show myself next week.
No, it's all right, Chris. We'll get someone else on as well. We'll get someone else on. In fact, if you want, you can just take Stephen and David.
It's got to be the worst thing, man, if we win the Europa League and told us to come on this podcast without us doing on Mirren.
Flip that scenario around.
You've just turned
my frown upside down.
Guys, we're back into birthday corner, and Martin Shaw has been in touch. He says, hi guys, just a message to say the wife and I love the show. Was wondering if you could give a shout out to my wife Melissa, who turned 40 today. Now, he sent this on Monday. She's a big River City fan as well, so many thanks. So happy birthday, Melissa. You share your birthday with Billy Joel. Guess what age Billy Joel is?
72.
73, just about there.
Oh, is he?
The lead singer of Depeche Mode, Dave Gann.
52.
Stephen?
56.
Don't ask me because I'm looking at it.
Right, brilliant. 60. Villa midfielder Douglas Luiz and Newcastle centre-half Dan Burn. You also share a birthday with those people as well. So happy birthday, Melissa. Chris, will you sing Happy Birthday to her in the style of, what style do you want this week?
The bird that sings Viva España.
The bird that sings Viva España. Happy birthday in that style, please, Chris.
Happy birthday to you, Melissa. Have a happy birthday.
That's brilliant. That's fucking brilliant.
Happy birthday, Melissa, from all of us at Football Daft. So what's been happening in Scottish football, guys? Well, we've got to talk. We've talked about, obviously, on Rangers Daft, the Leipzig game last week. Gredo, let's come to you first. You were there. What was it like in that stadium last Thursday night?
I had to think on Friday whether it was the best atmosphere that I've ever saw at Ibrox and been a party. And see, when I think about it, it definitely was. It was amazing. And the emotions, it was just, oh, I mean, don't get me wrong, they last 3 minutes. Thank God it was only 3 minutes extra time. Were I mean, you were kicking every ball, and everybody in the stadium was kicking every ball, just waiting for the referee to blow for full time.
Yeah.
And when he did, it was just absolute carnage, man. There was tears. It was just, I'm just looking down, and I saw straight away, I saw the boy, I can't remember his name now, Bob, you might be able to help me. That's the masseuse, and he was always with Jimmy Bell.
Oh!
He's bald, his initials are DL.
Is it Dave someone, Grado?
I think so, I just saw him right away, and everybody going up to him and cuddling him, and you're thinking about that, you're thinking about Walter. Then I was starting to think about folk that are not here that are not getting to see this because of the shit that we went through, and it was just it was just amazing, man. It was just such a good night, and then even after the game, everybody's cuddling one another, and it was brilliant. It was superb. I'll never ever forget that night. I honestly will never forget it because Fiorentina was amazing, but I watched that down the club in Stevenson, and
if it had been away from home, It would not have had the same effect as it
being
at Ibrox.
Getting through Ibrox and just the music getting played and everybody and folk, the players running on the pitch, it was just pure magic, man.
Yeah. We talked about it in Rangers Daft. Stephen had a very different experience of it, but still.
Oh, mate, I can still hang about Bob, man. I was like, oh, it's the most fucking chicken pox, man.
Chicken pox. No, it was. Like I was saying on Rangers Daft, man, like I said it to you, Grado, on a voice note, and it's weird, man. Like I had pure goosebumps and on, obviously, like kicking every ball, jumping up and down. But when that third goal went in, me and Nicola honestly fucking must have been doing laps on the dining table in the kitchen. It was like we were bouncing on the scud, man.
It was a Thursday, wasn't it?
That's what John cracked that joke in Rangers Daft. Is that just a normal Thursday then, eh, Stephen? But it was like, I jumped about, and then, like what I said on the voice note to you, Grado, and what I was saying on Rangers Daft, like my father-in-law's face, man, when he dropped the ticket off, man. It was that he still didn't want to come to a goal. It was pure paranoid. He was going to get the mumps and all that, so he's kind of left the ticket. But he's stunned there, this glow. The boys dropped him off because he left the motor at my house. And the boys are going, jumping at Tam, singing out the window and all that, and waving him in. My brother-in-law, my father-in-law, just saying, like 50 years ago, he remembers being there. We beat Bayern Munich in the semi final. 1972, and he says, I was so gutted you weren't there, Stephen, but I was so happy I was there in his face, and I was going, do you know what, that was worth it. See, you seeing that and remembering what happened 50 years ago and all that, he's been to like every major, like he used to follow Rangers everywhere in Europe, and he's like, it was brilliant, because he's not been to a game for ages, but I fucking wish I was there.
Oh, listen, you'll be there next Thursday is the main thing. Chris, we've got to talk about it as well. Celtic have won the league, congratulations.
Finally, I'm still not expecting anything for this season, but John, to be honest with you, know, just whatever happens. No, but do you know what, Grado? Same as you're saying there, man. I was just sitting in the house watching it myself last night, and I'd say to Ryan on Celtic Daft, man, this is the first one without my dad.
Oh,
it's fucking. I'm not going to lie, I had a wee tear in my eye last night, but it's. It's good to get it over the line, man. Brilliant. Even though it was a draw, it didn't take away from anything. I remember like a few years ago when we won the league, we got beaten the last day of the season off Aberdeen.
That's right, yeah.
And it was trophy day, and it kind of took the shine off it, do you know what I mean? But last night, there was something special about this one. There really is. I think
it's because you weren't expecting it, Chris, isn't it? I think it's just been completely unexpected. I mean, like you say, at the start of the season, you're not expecting much.
At the start of the season, and you will remember this, I said, as long as the manager's still there at the start of next season, I'll consider this season a success.
Yeah, that's right.
I never expected what's happened this year, and you know, it's been a tremendous season to be a Celtic fan, and in the same instance, it's been a tremendous season to be a Rangers fan as well, even though Rangers haven't won the league. Do you know what I mean?
I've never known Glasgow's happy. It's
unusual. It definitely
I seen somebody saying on Twitter last night, there was people arguing, right, the usual bile you see on Twitter, right, and there was people saying, and this is a bit, this, that, blah, blah. And this level-headed guy just came in, and it's a few of them like, who the fuck's this guy? He just waded in, right? And I, obviously it's Twitter, but I can just hear his voice for some reason when I seen his voice. He's like, look, how can yous not just agree? Both of yous are very good football teams.
Funny, man.
It's got to be a Partick Thistle fan, hasn't it?
Aye, it is true, but because you've
got...
Because you've my. It's funny, right? Because Celtic fans last night are going on the Facebook and all that, going, don't let them tell you that, that this doesn't mean anything to them. And Rangers fans are going, we've got bigger fish to fry. You're right, wake him and he'll just fucking go me. But we're in, you know, concentrate on teams. Just enjoy it, man. Just enjoy
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Here's something for you, Toll. Sean McDonald on Twitter said earlier on, he says, that last night, this league title is up there with O'Neill's first. Do you agree with
her? I actually said that to Ryan on Celtic Daft the other day.
Oh, did you?
Honestly, I said, that's what it feels like. It feels like Rangers won the league one season, right? It feels as if we've not won the league for about fucking 15 years. And I'm no joking, honestly. And I said as well, see, we've been spoiled. We've been that spoiled. And everybody became accustomed to us winning the league. And we took it for granted. And last season taught us a lesson. And you can see it in the Celtic support now. Do you know what I mean? There's a renewed love for and appreciation for winning trophies again. And that's what was missing. We were spoiled and we took it for granted. And do you know what hell slap it in is? Because it's a different kettle of fish now. It's going to be a lot closer every season. But if Rangers manage to win the Europa League and they get into the Champions League, and they've got a big fuck-off pot of money as well, and Celtic have got a big fuck-off pot of money as well, it's going to be mental for the next few
seasons.
Aye, and do you know what, man? See, like your Aberdeens and Hibs and all that, they're like, oh, for fuck's sake.
I know, exactly. I mean, it's good for Scottish football, but for the rest of it, it's not so great. Got to talk to the rest of the league. It's all kind of done ahead of the weekend. Dundee are down, no surprises. I mean, I think when Mark McGee came in, everyone was like, is he the right man? And obviously, you know, he's still going without heating. And, well, he got a win, you know, but Dundee...
Did he sausage roll when Charlie Adams scored that fuck goal, man?
Yeah. So Dundee down, St Johnstone in the playoffs as well. Motherwell and Dundee United get the final European places in the Europa Conference. So it's
that
all kind of done. All done. I mean, they've been terrible both teams.
That's what I said that in the radio this morning. I'm like, only 2 weeks ago we were going Motherwell haven't won a game for Christmas.
Well, that's a hangry though. There was a stat on the Celtic game last night, and the commentator said Dundee United have only won 4 of their last 28 league games.
Wild, man.
The fuck are they in the top six?
But then you see, like we were talking about last week, Toll, you see the league table in Sky Sports News and Livy's get more points than Dundee United.
I know.
It's fucking ridiculous.
It's bananas, man. It really is. But you know what? Again, much needed money in their coffers as well. If they two teams can somehow manage to get into the group stages, then Scottish football's only going to go from strength to strength.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Red Lichties 0-0 against Inverness in the first leg, so game on there for Dick Campbell's men. We actually had Dick Campbell on the radio this morning randomly. Oh, yeah, so Cassie was if you don't know, I produced the breakfast show at Clyde One. Cassie was
tell us about it.
Clang. John, you've dropped some there. I heard that. You better pick it up, mate. Drop some there.
Listen,
I didn't know you were into cooking.
I'll go tell my story then. We had Dick Campbell on the radio.
Oh, go tell your story.
Bye. So Arbroath, Inverness, Tally, that's all to play for there. And the other game, it looks like Annan, Edinburgh City, looks like Annan could be coming. Edinburgh City could be coming up after they won 2-0 against Anne in the League One playoff. Got to say, what about that Airdrie result at the weekend?
Oh man, that was like a game of fights.
It was unbelievable, absolutely unbelievable. So Airdrie, Queen's Park, that is happening, I believe it's tonight actually, the first game's tonight, isn't it? Between the two of them for the playoff for the championship, so it'll be interesting to see what comes out of that. But I what a game that was!
How good is this? Like, but getting the championship games on a Friday night, man, it's just an extra wee thing, and it's good to, because I'm looking forward to this tomorrow night.
You'll remember what it was like watching your team in them, Gredo.
Bonnie the Gross as well. Wait, they're coming up. I mean, they're well in the lead against Cowdenbeath.
Fucking walked right into that one game.
I know.
He took a wee drink after it and all that. He was like, he's pinching it.
a wee victory set for Chris. Couple other bits and bobs doing the rounds. Michael Appleton and Lee Johnson are among four contenders to be the next Hibs manager. It's Keane.
Roy Keane.
Well, the other two are unnamed. I have heard that Roy Keane's one of them. I've heard that
Michael Appleton, he's not done anything since he was in All Saints.
So, yeah.
Have another drink.
There you go.
Beautiful.
So Appleton was manager at Lincoln City, and Lee Johnson was the last copy manager. Remember he played for Kilmarnock, Lee Johnson? No. He played for Kilmarnock, and he was managing Sunderland before Alex... Alex Neil, thank you very much. And obviously, one that looks like Davy Marshall, the first job of the Hibs manager, would just rubber stamp Davy Marshall's deal. That's been done. And we're just waiting on the manager coming in.
Queen's Park, didn't he?
Yeah.
And then there's my wee mate that's for the tap end. It's the sub goalie at Hibs. He's David Mitchell.
Oh, is David Mitchell at Hibs now?
David Mitchell's been at Hibs for the turn of the year. So there's a David Mitchell and a David Marshall.
I was wondering what you'd done after Peep Show. Right, anyway. There we go. There's another one.
Did you not know that, John? He was brought up the same street as me.
I knew you knew him, though. He was obviously at Falkirk. Good goalkeeper, David Mitchell.
Tell us your story about Dick Campbell.
Come on, man.
Come on, Scott.
You know you, Auntie.
It's going to be like the Big Brother story. We'll never know here. Right. Scott Brown taking a leap into man.
Fleetwood. Is that more like one of the jobs that they always just get a manager and it's just finished playing, didn't they? Fleetwood, Joey Barton, remember?
That's right.
They've got a Scottish manager. Surely they're going to call him Fleetwood Mac.
They've got, you're right.
Because that's a Scottish manager. That's him breaking the chain now.
He nearly didn't take a job. Everybody thought it was just rumours.
one thing we do know is management. Bastard!
Hold on to a Google.
Hold on.
Is there another one?
You know, is there?
When does he start? Monday morning.
Wait.
It's Tuesday. That was little lies.
Can they say gypsy?
You could call him some language.
Nah, none of these.
Right, okay.
Albatross, old daddy.
I just hold on.
Oh, when does he start? Monday morning?
No, Stevie's just saying that one.
For fuck's sake.
Right, we'll move on.
Tell you what, if he doesn't do well, it could be an albatross around his neck.
Oh, there we are.
First thing he'll be wanting is big love for the fans.
We're going to leave it at that. We're going to absolutely leave it at that. So Scott Brown, he turned down the chance to hand the trophy over to Celtic against Motherwell at the weekend as well.
Did he?
Aye, he declined the offer from Celtic.
Well, he was second, the one that got asked. They asked Rylan first.
He's doing a gig somewhere.
You're going to be on that list, man.
That trophy's bigger than me. It would look like it was fucking levitating.
You and the incredible bulk, man, just walking on the trophy.
The incredible bulk. Oh, Bob, you can tell you're nearly a ring announcer at my show on Saturday.
So this is the incredible bulk was a wrestler featured at Grado's big family bash, which happened at the Pavilion.
Athlete, guy's an athlete.
Yeah.
What does he weigh, bulk? He's about, like, I would say he's easy, about 40 stone.
He's huge, man. As soon as he came on, man, I was like, he's going to stop breathing in the ring, man.
How did you almost come a ring announcer, Stephen?
Anyway, I can't just go to one of those shows, right, without fucking... So I'm enjoying that. I was very, very, very nervous about my phone lighting up saying Grado, right? He only phones if something's rang. Something's going on, right? So I'm already and all that, right? Looking forward to a wee day out with my missus, the Wains, my mate and his missus, his Wains, like that, right? We'll go out to town, then we'll come back, have a bevy, blah, blah, blah. Literally, about an hour to go, the phone goes, I see it's Grado, man. I'm like, oh my God, man. He phones me, he's like, hey, Bob, you still coming to my show today? No, have you still got the mumps or something? It's like, no, you coming to my show? I was like, I am coming. He's like, look, you do my favour, mate. I need you to be the ring announcer. he's like, we can't track down the ring announcer. And I'm like, he's like, we're worried for his welfare. I'm like, oh my God. And I went, wait a minute. I'm like, the ring announcer, is that not like the full show? And he's like, aye. And I'm like, oh my God. So I'm like, alright. So I'm at, and I cry, we need to fucking go, right? We need to go. He's like, what are you wearing? I was like, black top jeans and a pair of Yeezys. He's like, aye, that'll do. That's all right. That's like, right. I was like, right, so
you'll need to go to Primark and get yourself something else.
So I'm looking on that Jerry, is it Jerry Cast or Garrett? Whatever.
Simon Cast.
I'm looking on Simon Cast, right? So I'm looking on his fucking
Jerry Cast.
I'm looking on his Twitter, right? So I'm literally walking about the house going like that. This fire is scheduled for 1:04. I'm pure going, how the fuck am I going to do this, man? Nicola's like, which family? I'm getting all right. I go, I can't do this. I can't fucking do this. Those are his last words of inspiration to me. Don't worry, I'll write it all down for you.
There you go.
I didn't say you would get his wage, and all.
You're laughing your arses off, but you see, my heart was in my fucking mouth, man.
It was bad, man. It was really, really bad, man, wasn't it? It was.
Do you know what, Simon, when the phone went,
I was like, no, he sent me a voice note saying it's all right, we've got him. I swear to God, my heart went back down to my fucking chest. Honestly,
Simon is the most, he's the most reliable guy ever.
He's
always there before.
Never caused you any issues.
No issues whatsoever. We had to get DCT to nearly put his front door in. Mm-hmm. And obviously, we don't want to bring it down. There's the thought in your head that something's happened to him.
Was he all right? But did you get him?
Aye, he just slept in. His alarm never went off. He slept in. The problem is he stays at the arse end of Paisley, so it took nearly half an hour for him to get here. But see, when he walked through the door, the fucking the sense of relief.
Honestly, man, I don't know wrestling for fucking. I've not got a clue. So see, if I'm on stage and I don't know, I can't make out fucking Grado's writing or something, and I need to introduce these cunts. I'd be like that in the wing. What's your name again, big man?
How much you weigh?
And if you're out there and you can't ask him, you just need to go making his way to ring. Big John.
Get him
new names. It was good fun, but what a boys it was.
It was
some show, man. The rains and see Leo and his wee pal Josh's face, mate. When Jester won at the end, they were fucking devastated, mate. Leo was like that, man. And I didn't even have a chance to video it because I don't leave my fucking jeans on. Nick had my phone in a bag. And he was leaning there. So we were the front row of the circle. So he's watching it and he's like, and then when the fucking count one, two, and he go to three, man. Leo was like,
aye. I saw backstage Bob's fault on that day.
I seen him, I know, up here shouted on him when he came out of the stars, like, oh, Bob!
That's what I was saying. I was telling this on Wrestling Half last night. I walked in and backstage Bob's like that. Backstage Bob, by the way, is the guy that helps out backstage at the Pavilion because he's called Bob. Call him backstage Bob because he's Shell Suit Bob. He's like, all right, Grado, mate, you're not winning again today, are you? I was like, fucking right, am I? He's like, oh, you win every time you're here. Come on, you know what? I change up all your back. And I was like, fucking hell, I will then. Oh, right, I'm getting bait.
But you know what? None of yous have done a pose off against a guy that was legitimately on Love Island.
You were brilliant, though.
Yeah, I told you, man.
You were brilliant, mate.
Is there pictures of this that we can put up on the Football Daft Patreon here?
Aye, there is.
Well, what? Mate, see, you put your tap off, mate. There was only one winner there, mate. You were
winning. Have you ever seen guns like that, Stevie?
Mate, do you know what you done there? You gave the public what they wanted.
Exactly. Listen, there wasn't a dry seat in the house.
Grado's family at Wrestling Bash returns in October.
And now for the daft this week. Would you like to hear about James Martin's strange reason for splitting up with someone? Would you like to hear about condoms for old people? Or would you like to hear about why one woman became the most hated person on a plane?
Condoms for old people.
Straight in with condoms for old people. Right, a charity have launched gardening condoms for the older generation. Now, this is due to the fact that there's been a mass surge in STIs among the over 65s. So they
That's
want to practice sex. So the condoms come in a garden seed style packaging and are available in six racy vegetable themes to try it and lure in older users. Now, here's the question. What six vegetable stroke fruits have they used on the condoms?
Cucumber.
No, but of course yet I'll accept.
Right. we'll go for squash, butternut squash.
Butternut squash is not there.
Carrot.
Carrot's not there. It should be though, Grado, because I'm looking down the list.
Strawberry.
Strawberry's not there, no.
No.
Would you dandelion and burdock?
That's a drink, is it? No.
That well known vegetable.
A dandelion, for fuck's sake.
That is fruit. There are some fruits. There is one fruit in
apple.
There.
Apple.
Apple's not there, no.
Kiwi.
Orange.
Come on, think.
I know.
Orange.
There's an obvious one.
Banana.
No, the banana's not there, surprisingly, either.
Surely it's a tangerine or something, no?
No. So what do you use as an emoji?
An aubergine.
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 Of course it's there. I'll give you the other ones as well, then. So you've got onions, avocado.
Who wants an onion, Johnny?
Onion, Johnny?
No, it's not flavoured. They're not flavoured Johnnies. They're just packaged.
Aye, but why would you? Why?
That's so unappealing. If you want to, like, get your groove on, you get a packet of Johnnies and there's a picture of an onion on it.
No, that's like fucking having shite.
So plums and artichokes are the other one. Plums, obviously. Plums. Come on, plums, obviously.
That's good.
So yeah, if you are, if you know someone over 65 who's got a good sex life, they can get these condoms, get it sorted.
Aye, if you know somebody over 65 who's still got a good sex life, it's more than likely they'll get syphilis for the sounds of it.
Aye,
exactly.
Gran, get yourself out the doctors, man.
Grado, has your dad been to Thailand recently?
So there you go. This week on Football Daft Focus, we are finding out a little bit more about Rangers Europa League final appointments, Eintracht Frankfurt, as we speak to the host of Hey Eintracht Frankfurt Post Podcast. He's all the way from Kansas City, and his name is Brian. I can't wait to hear it.
Kansas City, Missouri, John.
I forgot Americans always do that. On the big question, after Stevie missed the Europa League semi last week, we were asking what are the big games you missed and why. The player profile playoff is on the way to win pies. Grado has three riddles, and on teammates, former Motherwell Rangers and Hibs striker Jamie Murphy.
Right, John, Christopher.
Yes.
Summer is coming. The sun is shining. Shirts are off. And your balls are smooth. You heard that right. Your friends at Manscaped are here to make sure your beach balls here are as smooth as Spanish sand. I'll be sampling some Spanish sand maybe soon.
I think that might be a bad analogy there.
It's what it's saying here, Christopher. So we have to say because they're paying us money. Okay. It's going to be as smooth as Spanish sand. In summer, you want to kill some cold beers and barbecues, no kill the vibe of pubes peeking out your swim trunks. Right? That's why Manscaped has a performance package 4.0 to keep the party in your pants looking crisp and refreshing all summer long. Dive headfirst into summer by joining the 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped and get ready for hot guy summer by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with the code DAFT. Right, summer's coming, boys. We know it gets hot. We know it gets a bit muggy. Can get a bit sweaty down there.
You're going to have to trim before you go to Seville.
Oh, don't you worry, right? I have scheduled a manscaping session in for Sunday night with my missus, and I'll get my back shaved. I'll trim my buzz. I'll trim the pubes away.
You are the hairiest man in Europe.
I am. I'm very hairy. Like, no bad to know, but come Sunday, I'll need a wee, because I know what it'll be like in the room, not that. Grado will be like that to fletch and joke, not that. Show me your back, all that stuff. So I'm going to manscape it, and you know, I'm going to use my Manscaped 4.0, right, boys? Let me tell you, the Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 has everything you need to prepare that summer bod. Inside this package, you'll find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, Weed Whacker for ear and nose, Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant, Crop Reviver Toner, Performance Boxer Briefs, and a travel bag to hold your goodies. The Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology. The Lawnmower 4.0 has a 7,000 RPM motor, a new multifunction on-off switch, can engage a travel lock, and gives you the ability to turn the 4,000K LED spotlight on and off when needed for a more precise shave. Did I mention this trimmer is waterproof too? From the shower to the lake, from your chest scruff all the way down to your ball throw, the Lawnmower 4.0 is the best trimmer around. Once your downstairs weeds are taken care of, look after the rest with Manscaped's liquid formulations. Before heading outside, use Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant to stay cool in the heat with a soothing aloe vera formula. It's the best in the business for below-the-waist freshness. This clear drying formula will keep you in tip-top shape at even the hottest barbecue. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts to the Performance Package 4.0, the Manscaped Boxers. How comfy are they, boys?
They're my favourite.
Oh, I love them.
So, so comfy. And the Shed Travel Bag. It will bring you comfort to another level. And I'm taking that bag away, mate, to Seville as well. I'm taking that this Tuesday. And they want to take... Do you want to take your grooming game even further? Take a look at Manscaped Shears 2.0, a package that is everything you need to look pristine. There's nail cutters, there's tweezers, and there's grooming scissors. With the Performance Package, your balls will be ready to impress, but make sure you cover the rest with the Shears 2.0 and you'll be ready to perform from head to show. All right, Trips, you getting all that? You getting all, right? So,
head to show?
Head to toe, I meant to say. Head to toe.
But you will be showing it off. You'll be heading head to toe because you'll be showing that bad boy off.
You're going to be head to toe ready to go to a show because you're going to be looking up and
you're a poet and you weren't even aware of it.
No, man. 20% off plus free shipping with the code DAFT at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code DAFT at manscaped.com. This is the summer to turn your package into the full package with Manscaped.
It's now time for Football Daft Focus as we get into the big talking points of Scottish football. Now, we all know where Rangers are heading next week. They're heading to Seville to face Eintracht Frankfurt in the Europa League final. How good does that sound, boys?
It sounds absolutely beautiful.
And we thought it might be interesting to get the inside scoop on your opponents on that night. They put out both Real Betis and Barcelona on their way to the final and currently sitting mid-table in the Bundesliga. So we reached out far and wide for an Eintracht Frankfurt fan, and we're heading to Kansas City, Missouri, as we introduce the host of the Hey Eintracht Frankfurt podcast. It's Brian Sanders. How you doing, Brian?
You know, I'm really buzzing. It's under a week left to go until the big match, and right now I feel like I'm on that huge nicotine high where you just cannot seem to just be able to escape the fact that, you know, the excitement has not left me since we beat West Ham and the English didn't qualify for the final.
First of all, before we get into the team, we need to find out, Brian, why are you an Eintracht Frankfurt fan in Kansas City?
So this sends back to the 2006 World Cup that, you know, if anyone cannot tell, I am obviously an American living in Kansas City. I have a very Midwestern accent. I sound very much different than someone who is, you know, fresh off the boat, who's in Boston or New York, where their accents are about as hard to distinguish as that of someone who still speaks the Gaelic up in the Highlands and the Hibbies. For myself, I became a fan of Eintracht because during the 06 World Cup, you know, I'm watching Germany progress as they usually do in World Cups, minus in Russia, but we'll leave that as is. And I asked my old man, I'm like, okay, so I know our family comes from Germany somewhere way back when. Where exactly, you genealogy-obsessed father of mine, where did we come from? He's like, oh, somewhere around Frankfurt. I can't really remember where. And I'm like, all right, good to know. I started looking up the clubs in the Bundesliga. So I'm like, okay, I wonder if there's a team in Frankfurt. Because up to that point, my soccer domestic knowledge, domestic leagues, was exclusively to Major League Soccer, which obviously, mentioning my city, I happen to have a rather successful team in Major League Soccer right now, but we'll leave that by the by. So found out there's a team in Frankfurt. All right, that's pretty awesome. Saw an eagle as a crest. Well, I'm an American, so two wins on that, and saw how crazy their fans were. And I'm like, well, that locks that in. Three strikes for me, and I was all in. And then found out that unless I know the German language, my information flow about everything Bundesliga was going to be pretty limited to just hitting Google Translate. So I've been a fan since then. It's been a rough experience of relegation. That was demoralizing. We got right back up. That was awesome. When now this is our let's see here. This is our fourth campaign in Europe since fifth, that I have been able to experience as a fan. But if I look back on it, I mean, this is peak. I mean, unless you count the DFB Pokal finals in 17 and 18, this is peak Eintracht Frankfurt time right now. I guess the next thing to do is just to win the whole bloody lot.
Well, there you have it.
Eintracht Frankfurt's got a pretty long history with Scotland as well, because look, you played Real Madrid in the European Cup final at Hampden all the years ago.
Yeah, let's try and pretend that didn't happen, because everyone says, oh, it was a grand and glorious final. I'm like, yeah, if you're cheering for Real Madrid, when you're getting on the other end of a 7-3 beatdown, now everyone says, oh, it was highly competitive. I'm like, yeah, but scoreline is still scoreline at the end of the day. And there's a certain team from Glasgow that we went up to Glasgow and beat. We also beat them in Frankfurt. Oh, who was that we beat in the semifinals? Oh, yes, it was Glasgow Rangers.
Shots fired already. Going into the game next week, Brian, can we just ask, I mean, we are not clued up in, I mean, Stephen and the Gradle, Rangers have already put out two Bundesliga sides.
Yeah.
What separates Eintracht Frankfurt from the likes of Dortmund and Leipzig? What's going to be the difference there for Frankfurt?
You talking about fan culture, or you talking about the teams? Because I could go on and on about both.
Yeah, well, do it. Tell us.
All right, so Eintracht Frankfurt is a club that adheres very strongly to the 50+1 model. Technically, there's about 5 to 10% that is owned by an outside subsidiary. They got some investment in 2016, if I'm getting my dates right, that we got some outside investment, which is permitted, but you can never have more than 50% of the club. So the clubs are supposed to keep everything within the community, minus a couple of one-offs, such as Leverkusen and Wolfsburg, which are historically company teams, Volkswagen, yeah. And Bayer Aspirin Pharmaceuticals are the two companies that set those up. Leipzig, oh God. well, technically, they say they adhere to the 50+1 model when they only have 10 members, and they're all on the executive board of Red Bull fizzy drink companies. So no one believes that they are real. Everyone says that they are fake. They are plastic. You know what? In the lead up to Eintracht playing in the semifinals of the Europa League this season, we actually cracked 100,000 members, and I am actually one. So paying for that, you know, I technically can go to the yearly members general assembly and be able to say, all right, you as president, you as sporting director, you're doing great, so I'm going to keep you in the job. You're doing shit, get out, the door is right over there. You're allowed to do that. That's something that allows the fans to have a absolute hold on the club and dictate how policies go. Now that can be really difficult. You may have heard of Schalke 04, who have more members than us, more fans than us, a little bit bigger of a stadium than us, a little bit more European hardware than us, and yet they always adhere to the 50+1 model, and yet they fell down because of administratively they couldn't get their ducks in a row. They had too many hands in the pot, as they might say, and that allowed them to be relegated despite having a wage bill that was close to double what Eintracht is. So it's the fact that we're here in the talking about the semifinals is a marvel.
Talking about the final.
I mean, getting through the semifinals was just amazing. Getting to the final is just off the charts crazy because, financially speaking, Borussia Dortmund, they also adhere to a degree to the 50+1, but they're actually a publicly traded company. Leipzig, as I mentioned, they have this outside investment that just pumps in money. You know, it's kind of like Newcastle just south of the border for you guys. Like, they got someone new is just pumping oil money in there, regardless of where they claim that it comes from. Eintracht is an organic entity in itself. The fans travel in droves, regardless if they have a ticket or not. We are well behaved. We make sure that we recycle when we are partying in the city. Hey, we want to be invited back again.
Well, wait and see what happens next Wednesday night when you meet the Rangers supporters.
Well, so long as there's enough waste bins to be able to put to take on the cans and the bottles, you know what? We're not going to create too much of a mess. We're an organic club that's got a huge following. We are just lacking in the silverware department. But you know what? As an Eintracht fan, you take the highs, you take the lows. We're called the Moody Diva for a reason. You'll have a great high, but you'll also have a great low. So it's a living through the Eintracht life. It's like no other club that you can imagine in the entire world.
Yeah. Are you going to the game, Brian?
No. I did. Well, I've got a kiddo on the way. So in case anyone did not know, those prams, they ain't cheap. You know, nappies, not cheap either. So
I've got two kids, mate. Not cheap.
Exactly. So I asked the wife, I'm like, okay, I can either go to the final and tell my son these great stories, or I can sit at home and get pissed at my local bar. And she's like, go get pissed.
Yeah.
Wait, have you got a boozer? Is there a boozer that shows the games? Do they switch on for you?
So it's actually brilliant. So it's the same bar that the Rangers fans go to. There's about four or five Rangers fans in my local area, Kansas City. And about four or five of us Frankfurt fans. And the bar, one of the Rangers fans is actually one of the bartenders. So immediately after we both made the final, now he about broke my vertebrae with the backbreaking hug that he gave me. And he's like, I can't wait to fucking hate you for the 90 minutes. And I'm like, well, you need, I think. And I'm like, well, fuck you too, mate. I think it'll be 100 us. We only need 90 to beat you. And he, well, at that point, I had a Maßkrug of beer, which is a full liter, quaffed that was on the house. And we've gone about our days throwing trash on social media right back at each other. But we also realized at the end of the match, we're still going to be best of friends.
Yeah, bro. Who are the danger players that we need to look out for from Eintracht Frankfurt from a Rangers perspective, Brian?
The most dangerous player would be Filip Kostic. He plays out on the left wing. Think of John to go back into the old days of Scotland. And I do realize that he never played for a Scottish club, but John Robertson. I mean, an absolute
John Robertson from Nottingham Forest, Stevie.
Yeah, right.
Original.
An absolute gem. I mean, him. I mean, I am also.
It's like Robo, man. How's that, man?
So was I. I was like, how the fuck did you get him?
He's a wonderful winger that is able to play on both sides of the pitch, from the right, the left. He primarily comes in from the left. He's able to cut in on an absolute dime, put in an absolute curling shot. I mean, to me, he's the most dangerous player that the Eintracht have. He's got the most crosses within the Bundesliga. He's scored multiple goals during this campaign. He's, to me, the most dynamic Eintracht attacker that we have. He brings such attention to himself that allows Santos Borre, Daichi Kamada, Agner Knauf to be able to allow those guys to have a little bit more of one-on-one opportunities that open up the gaps that allow Eintracht to exploit them. And he could have made a move to Rome. It's kind of comical how Lazio of Rome was unable to put in the right bid to the right email And then they tried to lowball us, so we told them to get stuffed. Yeah, yeah. So the club told them it's like $15 million. No, get stuffed. And yeah, he threw a little bit of a strop, but then he came right back and realized, you know what? I'm gonna just play my heart out this season, and he has done just that. He is a wonderful player, and I can't wait to see what he's able to do with Serbia, because he's part of the Serbian national team. Can't wait to see what he will actually be able to do in this upcoming World Cup, because we know how great he is. You guys are about to experience how great he is, and yet the rest of the world won't find out until this DAF tournament in November and December time.
What about, I've been reading, is it one of your best defenders is injured? How big a miss is he going to be?
Martin Hinteregger. So do you guys remember, you guys probably are aware of this old British TV show called Dad's Army? Yes.
Yes.
That's a great reference point.
So you remember the theme from Dad's Army?
Yes.
Yeah.
So we actually, the Eintracht Frankfurt fans have this little song that to that tune.
Hold on. Wait, hold on.
Army now. You're in Hinty Army now.
To the song of Dad's Army. In Germany.
Yes. That's about mad, isn't it?
I'll send you guys the link. It's absolutely hilarious. He is a cult figure within Eintracht. I mean, this guy is so crazy. He, you know, he plays accordion. He plays ice hockey. He is learning to be a helicopter pilot because he said, you know, I need to earn some money when I'm done playing. So I have to need to have something to do. So, yeah. We've allowed him to get his helicopter pilot's license. The man is mad. The man drinks a lot, too. Start off the season, he was a little bit overweight. Kind of something that you could say about all Scottish and English players from back in the 80s and 90s who just, you know, they just get absolutely pissed, you know, before the matches. And it's like, no, we'll just run on adrenaline. We'll be able to take care of everything. Probably why, you know, the likes of Aberdeen and Dundee United were able to win the Scottish titles back in the 80s. way back when. But the guy is an absolute unit, and yeah, him being out with his hamstring injury is a big loss to us, but it does present an opportunity for Eintracht to use Torre back in our, we utilize a center back three pairing, and sometimes we'll even use, and I know he's old as sin, but Makoto Hasebe, the former Japanese captain, at 38 years young, the man can still do it, maybe not for the full 90, but the man's got the kind of vision that if you put him late in the game as a central defender, he can also play defensive midfielder if you want. His vision, his passing still, when he does play, you just think in your head, you're like, there's a reason why you're getting your coaching badges, and we're going to keep you within the Eintracht family. And I just would like to hope that when it does come time for him to take the reins off Eintracht, that he becomes our own, to use the Rangers spin, Walter Smith.
There you go, yeah.
Hey, Aspia, do you remember when Richard Goff played for Kansas City Wizards?
Yeah, he was here for a short time, and so was Mo Johnston.
Mo Johnston as well. Johnston,
yeah.
Those guys
fuck Mo Johnston.
I seem to recall. Yeah, I seem Yeah, he played for both sides. I mean, you know, the man, he ended up becoming, he's one of the sporting legends that have played over here. We currently have actually a in Kansas City, we actually have a Scottish player. He played for Dundee, Johnny Russell.
Johnny Russell's been on that show.
Whenever my wife, and my wife is from Yorkshire, so whenever she hears his voice, she's like, he's my favorite player. And I'm like, well, yeah, if you got that sort of a Scottish accent, I can totally understand it. And he's like, yeah, but he actually scores goals. He can, you know, play with both feet. He's a good player. I wish we had more of him, but, you know, I think if he was a little bit more talented, he wouldn't have left old Blighty for these shorts. But then again, we're able to give you anonymity. Like, players in MLS have anonymity over here. Unless you're bloody Cristiano Ronaldo, no one's going to freaking recognize you unless they're a super fan. But yeah, that's some of the nice things about playing in Major League Soccer. And, you know, if we really want to pay a player more than what any Scottish club can do, We can do that. We got oh. money to spend over here. But
what about member friend of the show and former Rangers player Rob Kiernan?
Yes.
He's in the lower divisions.
Yeah.
So final question, Brian. What is the score?
I figured you would have half 100 more.
We'd love to sit here, Dan.
We'd love to, Brian, but we need to get to Seville next week.
Well, hey, I am going to warn you guys. I think this is going to be the first time that a Scottish club will have been playing in Seville since that infamous 4-1 win by Brazil in the 82 World Cup.
Yeah, and, I think you'll find you're mistaken, sir.
There's been. Oh yeah, yeah. But they don't count, do they?
Excuse me.
Celtic doesn't count, do they?
Brian, you can come on again.
I'll tell you something. I hope Rangers fuck yous next week.
Brian, the score. What's the score going to be?
Well, I think that Eintracht's going to pull it out, and here's why. So, Rangers, I've seen their campaign. When I've been watching the Eintracht matches, with the Rangers fans, they've had the Rangers match on TV. What I've seen from Rangers has been when it comes down to playing at Ibrox, it's a fortress. You guys make the noise, and it just kind of drives the team on. But that's 50,000 fans sitting in a box, kind of like making the kind of noise that very few stadiums can make. Seville, a very open-air stadium, is going to be out to the elements. It's going to be absolutely hot as sin. There's a tiny bit of me that is like, I'm glad I'm not going to fry in that frying pan because, you know, I might as well just fry out here where I am in the middle of the United States. But I think taking into effect that there's only 10,000 fans that are able to, you know, the 10,000 seat allocation now, obviously thousands of fans will still show up and acquire tickets on all the different sides of the stadium. That will still dilute the amount of noise that either fans will be able to make to drive on their teams. And I think in that kind of more neutral like atmosphere that Eintracht can win. And here's why. I do believe that when it comes to Rangers kind of being on the front foot, that they have left themselves open. Now, Leipzig did not take advantage of that. Leipzig had been kind of gassed for a long bit. And, well, Dortmund, they either are on and they pump 7 goals past you like they did against Wolfsburg a couple weeks ago, or they are off and they get beat by the tiniest of teams within the Bundesliga. And then Rangers also will show them up on the biggest of stages. I think that Eintracht is going to be able to utilize their speed from the wings. You got Knauf on the right, who is, I guess you could put it kind of like an Archie Gemmel type. He scores those kind of goals, kind of like his goal against the Dutch in 78, if I'm getting that reference correct. And with Kostic on the left, it's those two wingers are wonderful. And I'm really excited for what they will bring. And Rafael Santos Borre, what he's able to do as a kind of, you know, a lone striker up top. He's able to hold up the ball despite his kind of small frame. But you guys understand, having your own Colombian strikers, how little balls of just craziness those guys are able to do. What he's able to do is going up against the biggest of big defenders and hold his own, get the ball up, distribute it to his attacking midfielders or his wingers in the blink of an eye and keeps the ball moving. I think Eintracht will utilize their mobility, and I think Eintracht will come away 2-1 winners, but let's put it this way. It's going to be a cracking match, and I can't wait for the first whistle to be blown. I am going to regret the moment that the final whistle is blown. It's going to be a great match, and I can't wait for it.
Brian. Oh, man. Well done, Brian. What a guy.
Well done, Brian, but I'm shitting my...
I know. I was going to say, put your wee bit in. Actually,
I was very, very confident before you came on that show.
Look, I'm still confident in our team's chances, and yet I also realized that, you know what, we were not expected to be here, and I'm happy enough to just have a great time of it because the chances for glory they come few and far between as an Eintracht Frankfurt fan. But I got to realize that the next, at the end of the match, it's right on to the next season. You're planning to beat Bayern at least twice. And kind of it comes with the territory that you always got to be optimistic. And, you know, if you take a loss, well, you take it on the chin, get up, pull yourself right off the canvas, kind of like Rocky, and go right on to the next fight.
Amazing. Yeah. Amazing.
Lovely,
Brian,
lovely.
Thank you so much for coming on Football Daft. Good luck, Time Track Frankfurt, obviously, next week, but not so much luck. And we'll hopefully speak to you again sometime.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you guys ever do venture out to this part of the United States, let me know. I'll make sure that you have the biggest pint for a first pint that you've ever had in your life.
Fantastic. Brian, thank you for coming on Football Daft. Thanks,
thank
Brian.
You, Brian. Cheers, Brian. Yep. Bye-bye.
Cheers,
okay, man. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Football Daft's Big Question.
We just had one of the best nights ever at Ibrox last Thursday night. Absolute roller coaster, full of emotion, heartbreak, excitement, and ultimately a Rangers victory. Unfortunately, however, our beloved Stephen Purdon missed the game because he had the mumps. So, this week on The Big Question, we are asking, what big game did you miss and why? Is there any big games that you boys have missed? I've got one.
Thursday night. I missed when Celtic beat Barcelona 1-0 in the UEFA Cup, as it was. Alan Thompson scored the goal. I missed that because I was on a flight to New York.
I missed Rangers beating Celtic 3-1 in Old Firm Derby in 96 or 97. George Albert scored, and Eric Bo Anderson and Walter Smith running to the touchline. Sebastian Rosenthal got unveiled at half-time, missed all that because I was nowhere. I was a wee guy. I remember having the flu, watching it
on the couch. Was that not the George Cadet game when he scored the goal and got chopped off?
It could have been, mate.
And it was on side for fucking Hearty Lang on.
But mate,
did you see George Albert's free kick that night? It certainly wasn't for the George Cadet game, fuck's sake. You know what I mean? Come on.
Remember that, man? That was like a fucking it's a set missile, that fucking thing.
What?
It was like an exocet missile, I said. There you go.
Can
you just Google that?
I miss one of Falkirk's greatest ever games.
Did you, mate?
25th of January, 2003. Falkirk 4, Hearts 0. We were beating Hearts in the Scottish Cup 4-0 at half time. Colin Samuel got a hat trick in the first half. I went down to the game thinking it was just pay at the gate. It was all ticket. Me and my brother both made the same mistake. Went up to behind the wall and sat and listened to the roars going in as I sat and watched Jeff on the telly.
That's a good story.
My mates do not, to this day, 20 years on, do not let me live that down.
What made you think it was a pay at the gate?
I have no idea.
It was a Falkirk game, mate.
Gutted, absolutely gutted. Let's go until we see what the listeners are saying. However, Martin says, 1998-99, my dad took me to every single game that season for Rangers. The one game I couldn't go to, however, was when we won the league at Parkhead. You know, that was coming. I was only 14 and I was furious, but being a dad now, I understand considering
that's a game that I wish I had fucking missed.
Iconic, man. Paul says, me and my two mates went to Scotland, Israel, when we scored in the final minutes to win 3-2. One of my mates ended up bust and decided after 50 minutes he wanted a fag, so left the ground and ended up wandering the streets, pissed, not even knowing the final score, spewing.
Scott says, it was on a stag do when Celtic romped to win 5-0 against Rangers to win the league in 2018. Ended up stoking about Hamburg, rough as fuck, watching it on my phone. Had a few daytime steins to celebrate after and just about missed my flight home.
Ryan says there was a guy on Rangers Twitter that missed the semi-final game due to going for a meal with his missus. And secondly, I'm missing the final due to having no passport, and Rangers phoned yesterday to offer me a ticket.
Mate, I keep looking at my passport and like, right, that's definitely not expiring. That's definitely not expiring.
Surely you still take the ticket.
Well, that's it.
Then one of your mates gets to go.
That's true. Right, Ian goes, probably Walter Smith's last game in charge at Rugby Park, May 5th, 2011. Would have loved to experience that match in person. Watched it on the telly and went to Ibrox after the match. My dad was fortunate to have a ticket for it.
Amazing, man.
That was brilliant.
Daz says, missed Hearts and Celtics 69 game run. 4-0 at Tiny. Decided to give my mate a season ticket and worked so I could get a day off to go to St Johnson away the following week. 0-0, absolute shite. Bad move.
That's brilliant, man.
Oh, yeah, do you know what, mate? You take that, right? I'm going to work because I'm going to St Johnson game next season. Fucking sit in there 70 minutes.
I'm not going to sit in my own stadium and watch Celtic fucking hammer us, I'll tell you that.
Grant says Celtic 2-1 Barcelona. Was working back shift and only got to check the game twice. Got to see the second goal in real time through it and ran through the kitchen screaming, Tony, what?
that was a good impression of him there, really. P McBee says, Scotland beating France in France with Faddy's wonder goal. Had a ticket, but I had to give it away as I was a teacher in training and had a school placement.
Oh, I was there that night.
Some goal, man.
I was in the French end that night. It was unbelievable. Amazing, amazing time. So that's this week's big question. Thanks for all your contributions. It's a player profile playoff with piesports.com. They are bringing you the taste of Scottish football direct to your doorstep. Every week you can get pies delivered to you. We've got a brilliant range up there. Scotch, steak and gravy, macaroni, haggis and sausage, steak and sausage, Donner kebab pies. They've got the lot. Go to their website now, see the packages they've got to offer, piesports.com, or you can give them a call, 0141 739 9999. They'll deliver to a bunch of postcodes across Scotland free of charge and get you sorted out for the last league games this weekend. I cannot believe that. So get sorted out with pies. Enjoy that while you watch the Fitbot this weekend.
It's been a short season, hasn't it?
Aha, it feels that way, doesn't it?
Sorry, boys.
Playing for the... Two seconds, still up my dog out. Right, and then we'll get...
Fantastic, so...
One in, one out.
Grado's just arrived back halfway through the competition after doing a shite. Sorry, and Chris has just...
That's a tough one, Grado, eh?
They hot dogs have been right through me, man.
Grado's no longer gluten free, by the way. We'll just point this out. That's what happens, Chris.
Sorry. He fell off the wagon.
What are we doing right now? What is this?
This is Billy Grado. He's on it for the pie. Billy, how you doing, pal? You all right?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Good, Billy. Billy, you've probably come on here and you've ended up doing a bit more than what you hoped to do. I mean, you've been doing reads. You've been listening to stories about Grado's diet and his bowels, but let's hope we get to the quiz soon, my man, okay?
Yeah.
Hey, man, Billy, you look like you're about to go on holiday at some point soon.
Aye, man. I'm going to Mexico in 3 weeks.
Oh, whereabouts?
Tulum.
I'll be in there.
But you're a Rangers supporter, Billy, so I'm guessing by the fact you're going to Mexico in a couple of weeks means you're not getting to Seville.
No, I'm working next week, so I can't even watch the game.
Oh, getting on, man. What is it you do, Billy? What is it you do?
I work in the gym. I run a collect leisure.
Do you want me to do your shift for you?
I can do a shift if you want. I seen Told
in a show all day, mate. It's kind of like for like, body wise. We're doing him anyway, man.
I asked my boss last week when we qualified. I messaged him saying, can I get 2 weeks off? And he's like, no.
And you're actually.
Is your boss a Celtic supporter?
Aye.
Are you actually on shift while the game's going on then, Billy?
Yeah. I'll be taking classes and things like that, so I'm not even get to see it.
There's going to be name on in their classes, Billy. Sack that off. Sack
COVID!
All the women are going to be leaving their men in the house, and they'll be going to the gym.
Billy, is that a cough you've got there?
Aye, mate. You don't look too good.
Aye, you alright?
You're going peely wally. You're going peely wally.
I think you look a bit...
Aye,
just invest in a box of lateral flows and a red pen, mate.
Aye. Screenshot, boom.
Football Daft do not condone that at all, by the way.
That is the views of Chris Toll.
That is the views of Chris Toll, not football.
That absolutely is the views of Chris Toll.
Yeah, right, let's play for pies. You're a gym instructor, Billy, and you're on here playing for pies. That's not good, Luke, is it?
I know what he's going to do. He's going to, like, string them up at the front of the fucking treadmill and make folk... catch the pie.
Right, boys, we're going to do it a wee bit different this week, okay? I have picked out former Europa League or winners or UEFA Cup Europa League winners, and you've got to tell me who they are from the description of the game and the year, which I'm going to give you. I'm not playing that, says Grado. You might be if Billy chooses to play against you, Grado. Right, Billy, who do you want to play?
Stephen's not played for a couple of weeks. So
I've not played for a couple of weeks. I'm actually happy to play, Billy. Thank you.
Let's do that. Right, Billy, what's your buzzer going to be?
Off to sunny Spain.
Right, okay. Stephen, what's your...
No, you're not.
You got España.
Right, there we go, brilliant. Right, here we go then. So you understand what I'm going to ask you.
Yes.
I'm going to describe the game. Just tell me who the winner was. First in...
Who the winner was? Just to...
Yeah, the winner is Europa. So I'm going to give you a year, give you a bit of description of the game, the goal scorers, and you've got to tell me who won.
Right, cool. Yeah.
Okay, right. Understand that. Fantastic. Here we go then, guys. In 2005/2006 season, this team beat Middlesbrough in Eindhoven. They got there after beating the likes of Schalke in the semis with goals coming from Luis Fabinho, Maresca with two. Billy.
Sevilla.
Sevilla.
You should just say Sevilla for everyone because they've basically won this fucking tournament every year.
Wait, I thought it was Atletico Madrid that beat Middlesbrough in the final.
No, it was Sevilla.
2006, wasn't it?
2006.
Where did I get that from?
I've no idea.
Right.
Right, go. Next one. Here we go. This final took place in Sweden in 2016-2017 season with a 2-0 scoreline. Mkhitaryan got one goal while Paul
Viva España!
Stephen.
Mkhitaryan and Paul Pogba. Paul Pogba. Dortmund.
What?
Billy,
you coming back? Right, I'll continue. Paul probably got the other game against Ajax and a side that included Davy Klaassen and Mike De Ligt.
Oh, fuck that. Billy,
you don't get this.
Paul Pogba's only played for one other club apart from Man United.
Oh, Juventus?
Aye. Fucking hell,
it's Man United! It's Man United, you fucking idiot!
Christ! Oh my god, right here.
Mkhitaryan, man.
This is funny, like, because I was watching a Europa League thing last night and I came to the answers. That's annoying. I should
have. And you were like, at the start, I don't want to play. You'd have been flying, mate.
Right, here we go. Good job. The next team out, here we go. This team got to play at their own stadium, De Kuip, in 2001-2002 as they were able to beat Borussia Dortmund 3-2 after dropping out of the Champions
League.
Billy.
It's
a final.
Yay! Final. I'll accept the prize, mate. Cheers. Cheers, mate. Just because you're a bit going on, mate.
You've got it. You didn't want the pies. Brilliant. Well done, Billy. The pies are heading your way. Thanks to piesports.com. Gutted for you missing the game next week, mate. Hopefully that cold goes away.
There's not going to be anybody in the classes and you're looking purely wary anyway, mate.
I know.
Listen. Thanks very much for listening to my podcast as well, Billy. The Great Scott Cinema Club podcast that you mentioned.
There's Chris getting a plug in for his podcast there as well.
A little bit of product placement there.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you very much, Billy. And remember, if you want pies, head to piesports.com.
All right.
It's now time for Grado's Three Riddles on Football Day.
We're going to Grado's three riddles of the week. It's time to get riddled. What's the scores on the boards, John?
Last week's answer first, Grado, it was Italian Mark's hair hasn't aged. That's what we put out to the listeners. Italian Mark's hair hasn't aged.
Arco Negri.
Well done, Chris. Mm-hmm. First in this week, new player in the game, everyone. New player in the game. And do you know why? He signed up to the Patreon. So he's got in first. Patreon.com/footballdaft, and that player is Sheep FM.
Hey. They have
got 1 point. So that means Sheep FM 1, Keen Toe 1, Ali McDonald 1, Pat the Power Prick 1, Declan Ramage 1, Ian Miko 1, Jax on 1, John Mitchell's on 2, Ryan Dunbar 2, Producer Ryan 2, Nicola Purden on 2, Ali Dixon on 3, Albert's Legend on 4, Dean's on 8, Stephen's on 22, I'm on 24. Chris is on 41, and Grado has 3 riddles.
Flying.
So here we go. First cut. By the way, I'm getting loads of Instagram DMs with some of the riddles. Some of them are terrible, man. I'm like, wait, how can he? Do you know, I'm like really, 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 really bad.
Read out one of the shitey ones.
Right, okay, do you want me to?
Aye.
Right, hold on.
Is this going to be for the point, though, yeah? The shitey ones.
It's not that they're shite, right? It's not, honestly, it's not that they're shite. It's just, I've done them. I've done ones before.
Right,
what about this one? Right, I'm not going to use this one. I don't want to out him because he's a good guy. But, like, we dug where planes land.
Poppy runway.
Maybe that one is good, but maybe just use this one. We dug where planes land. Come on, where planes land?
Pep Guardiola.
That's like the fucking most of it.
Airport.
Right, well, this is obviously one then. Well done,
right, okay.
Well done, mate.
Right, that's right. Hold on,
we
mate.
Dug where planes land. We're using this one then.
Right, okay.
I'm pure burying Perrine. He's going to get it.
We dug where planes land. We dug.
Where'd the planes land?
Airport. Runway.
They don't fucking land in an airport.
Runway.
No. I mean, we've done it, but I think we've even done it before.
I don't know. I think we have. This one. We dug for planes land. Scotty.
Russell Lappy.
John.
Scotty.
Like Arfield.
Aye, do you know what I mean? It's like. It's like.
There we go. That's a decent point. We've not used that one before. That's decent. Well done.
That's a good one, actually.
it's pure awkward now because Grado's gone, I'm using the listeners and he's staggering, you're all going, it's still game.
That's actually quite good, by the way.
thanks Dean for that, but just I guess what I mean is,
hey, Grado, come on, he done a good riddle, come on man, come on,
well done,
he riddled us all.
I'm getting jealous of that. Right, okay, let's go for...
It's not even good, man.
It's not even a good riddle. Jackie McNamara, Steve.
Scottish name for an appendage. Taxi, fruity ice lolly.
Oh, right.
Right, it's Bobby.
Scottish name for an appendage. Taxi/ fruity ice lolly.
Bobby Twister.
That sounds like a wrestling move.
Bobby Twister.
Give him the Bobby Twister.
Nick Calipo.
Fruity Ice Lolly.
Played for Stirling Albion.
Fruity Ice Lolly Solero.
Oh, close I think to that, mate. Better be a taxi in the front of it.
Fabio Caballero.
No, but you're closed.
Fabio Cannavaro.
No, the second name I think you've got.
Wally Caballero.
Aye, Wally Caballero.
Come on. Bastard.
Well done to
Bastard.
B88. Right, next man. What else will you say?
That
was
really good this weekend,
man. Do you see where I've went with about Fab?
That's a really good riddle. It's a really good riddle.
I thought you had it when you said that, though.
Motherfucking Willie. Willie getting me into trouble again.
I guess you get another point just for Bobby Twister, man.
Right, okay, let's go. Hey, you want a fairly easy one that you'll get like, right away?
You said that about the fucking Scott Arfield one.
No, but this one will be right. Maradona, coffee.
Diego Lax out.
Is it? Got his Lax off? Good on you, John. That's no bad, by the way.
It's funny. There's one. It's just easier than that.
Diego.
Call that big Brazilian cunt that played for Chelsea. Diego. Costa. Diego Costa. Yes.
And thanks to Stephen B88 for that. And that's your three riddles.
There we go. Well done.
We made a wee bit of time on you there, John.
They were good riddles. I would say they were really, really good riddles.
They were brilliant, man.
Really good. Well done. Congratulations. Brilliant riddles. We're all being riddled today. And if you want to get riddled next week, here's the riddle for the listeners. And this comes from
Sandyford, Steve, Lee, Brenda, this one.
What? What'd you say?
All is off Andy for Steve, man. We've all been riddled.
That's, yeah, exactly. And this week's riddle is the last one from Dale Cadlish, who's been providing riddles for the listeners for the last couple of weeks. And this one is, one short, short Ronald has a love bite. One short, short Ronald has a love bite. Guys, joint the sound of free beer.
Ah, yes.
Of course you do. Who doesn't, right? Simply, cover just $5.95 for postage and we can sort out some beer for you.
So it's not free then?
Well, you can't get out, Chris. Not everything in this life is completely free.
You've got John, tolls within his rights there. You said it's free and then you added a price.
The beer is free, the postage and packaging is not free, okay?
So that's more, free beer. That's a bit more clarity that Toll's looking
right,
for.
Right, okay, yeah, there's the clarity you want for. Well, Chris, here's what I'm going to do for you, right? I'm not going to send you 8 beers. I'm not going to send you 9 beers. I'm going to give you 10 free beers to your house. And all you're going to have to do is pay that $5.95 for the postage and packaging. And it all comes courtesy of our friends at Beer 52. You sign up right now to beer52.com/daft. Get your free pack of 10 beers right now. Now, every month, Beer 52 are going to send their members a fresh case of craft beer. Stephen's just received a case, in fact.
I just went downstairs to fill up my water for the remainder of the podcast, and there was a lady at the door dropping off a crate of Beer 52 beer, and I can't wait to get stuck in.
Well, do you know this?
Just in time for Saturday.
Yeah,
for party time.
Exactly, oh, for party time, yes. Yeah. Last game of the season. And this month, they've got a double Dutch case, right? So you're going to go into that Beer 52 and you're going to find some fantastic beers from the Netherlands' finest independent craft breweries, Stephen. There you go.
Oft.
And we've all experienced Beer 52. They've been doing it since 2014, and their members have supported over 500 breweries and drank beer from more than 40 different countries. They're all over the place, picking out the best beer for you and delivering it to you each month. So you're going to be able to try a double IPA from two chefs, a cool 7.5%. Oh, yes! And Des Moines Off and Top, which I've had before. It's a really nice pale ale, so get involved in that. On the dark side, Chris, do you want your dark beers?
Not really, to be honest with you.
Not really, no.
Do you want me to lie?
No, that's fine. Be truthful, because I like a dark beer, a nice stout. And they've got the Daily Grind in there. It's a sessionable stout by Mosutal. So you can get all that. And behind the Beer 52, if you're not a fan of the dark beers like Chris, you can choose either dark beers or light beers. You choose what comes to you, but you're going to get in your pack each month. You're going to get a Ferment magazine, and a couple of little tasty snacks as well. They always
they're my favourite part of the Beer 52 box, because they send you out some shit that you would never consider buying, never consider trying, but they're always dynamite.
Feeding snacks,
they're always brilliant, man. They really are.
So there you go. You're going to get your snacks. You're going to get your 10 free beers. And all you have to do to get that right now is go to beer52.com/daft. Claim your free case from that website now. beer52.com/daft. Beer, B-E. You know how to spell beer, that's beer52.com/daft. 10 free beers, the snack, the magazine, all arrive on your doorstep for only the cost of the postage and packaging. It's moment of the week time on Football Daft, and last week's results are in. Last place was my nomination, very disappointing, of Alan Tate's use of the word hippopotamus in his post-match interview for St Mirren. That only got 14.7% of the vote. Very disappointing. In third place, Jordan, the listener's nomination of the Whitburn defender losing his wig during the game. We called it Wigburn, and it only got 23.5%, so that was in third, which means it was between Stephen and Chris in second place. It was Stephen with his nomination of Don Carlo Ancelotti and his general greatness as a football manager, 27.9%, meaning Chris wins this week with his dig at the rich clubs getting pumped out of Europe with money means nothing. That got 33.8% of the vote. Chris,
money don't make my world go round.
There you go.
So that means I get to go first.
You get to go first, and what you know,
mate, I'm going tactically, mate.
Right.
My own personal moment of the week is obviously Celtic winning the league, right?
Yeah.
However, an English team getting pumped out of the European Europa League semi-final West Ham out in their arse. Eintracht Frankfurt getting to the final.
Right, okay. And that's a tribute to the great man Brian, who we had on earlier on as well, you know.
Absolutely.
Eintracht Frankfurt getting to the final is Chris's nomination. Stephen, what have you got?
I'm going to go for my lovely wife, Nicola Purden, who's going to drive me down to Newcastle on Monday night so I can be there to get my flight at 7 in the morning on Tuesday to go to Seville to watch my team, Glasgow Rangers, play in the Europa League final.
Is she going to stay with you in the hotel or drive back up, straight back up the road?
She's driving back up. Wayne's not at me.
Are the Wayne's in the car and
No, the Wayne's will need to stay with here for a couple of years.
In the house,
They'll be running my pal's house, probably.
Right.
Charlie Mulgrew's coming to babysit them.
Is he, right. Annie?
Nicola Purden gets the nomination from Stephen Graydon. Yes. What you got?
Right, well, I can't do a Ranger song, didn't I? That's the law, isn't it?
That is the law.
So can I nominate a song?
Yes, you can nominate a song.
Right, I want to nominate a remix of a very, very
beautiful
tune that has been recommended across all of the radio stations in Scotland, and they now can't play it.
Pencil is the best on earth. Just what we need. He'll win Rangers at Europa League.
It's funny, mate. Last week I pulled in and know the words to it, know that way. And I'm going,
amazing.
Shelkie. Scouser. Rangers.
So, Ranger fan Grado, obviously a massive Bond of Carlisle fan as well, so he's nominated.
She's going to the bandstand in the summer.
Is she? So she's getting a massive crowd now, isn't she?
My mate's Dan Shagged Belinda under Carlisle.
What?
Oh,
wow. There you go. There's a story for another day, that's for sure.
That's a story that needs to get cut out, Ryan.
wait a minute. Do I know a secret? My mate's Dan used to go out with Belinda Carlisle.
Really?
Yes.
There you go.
There you go.
Well, we need to hear about all about that when she plays the bandstand. When she plays the bandstand.
John, as if we've got us a guest next week, we'll need to ask Belinda all about that.
Right. Okay. This week's listeners' nomination. I'm going to give it. I would love to give it to Tam the Bairn, who nominated Agent Yogi, and the fact that Dunfermline have went down at the weekend. But I'm going to.
Did Dunfermline get relegated?
Yes, they did, Christopher.
Bon, why are you not talking about that in this podcast all day?
Because I'm in two minds about it, because in one hand, fucking funny as fuck. In the other hand, it means it's going to be harder for us to get out of the league next
year. Did you speak to Stephen Mill?
I have spoke to Stephen Mill, don't you worry. But we'll wait and see about that. But Agent Yogi is not the nomination. I'm going to give it to Xander the Diamond, because to get that Airdrie's result, been in this league for 13, 14 seasons, and our history with the playoffs has been horrendous. At halftime Saturday, I thought it was an hour playoff hour, but the boys pulled it around. So we're going to give it to Xander Diamond. I mean, it'd be good to see Airdrie getting back up into the Championship. Ian Murray's done a really good job there this season. So Xander the Diamond nominating the Airdrie result at the weekend. See if they can do it against Queen's Park. So that is your moments of the week. We have Chris Tolles.
Can't remember what I said.
Brilliant.
Oh, Eintracht Frankfurt.
There you are. Stephen Purdens.
Nicola Purden is my driver.
Nicola Purden. I mean, she's just my hero.
Nicola Purden, my hero.
My hero, Nicola Purden.
Yeah, and
I do know well and then. My nomination is Big Bad John Best on Earth.
Hey, so it's a Rangers one. Right, fair enough.
There you go. So that is your Football Daft Moments of the Week. Get voting now at Football Daft Pod on Twitter. Get more content from Football Daft right now on our Patreon channel. Just in case you don't know what Patreon is, subscription service. You sign up to it, you're going to get the video version. You'll be able to see Stephen's wearing a Tina Turner t-shirt this week. You'll be able to see that. Are you willing to?
That is from Staunch Threads.
Is that really?
That's what
is
it's called on.
Really? Let me see it. Is she wearing a Rangers top?
No. She's simply the best. And you see on the back there, I can see staunch threads.
But to be fair, it does look like you're just a big Tina Turner fan.
Exactly.
What's
Rangers got to do with
it? It says simply the best. See,
yeah, but that's a
guys.
What's a precious Rangers got to do?
I'm surprised it doesn't have tour dates on the back.
I'll be your private ranger.
So you'll be able to see Stephen's fantastic Tina Turner t-shirt if you get sign up to the Patreon, patreon.com/footballdaft. You're going to get the video versions of Rangers and Celtic Daft. We're going to send Stephen on a mission when he's in Seville. More on that later. Yes. Plus, you're going to get cameos from the boys if you want that. If you want to get involved, though, it's dead easy. patreon.com/footballdaft. All one word. Sign up to whatever tier you can. That would be great. And on there, you also see all our old teammates. And right now, let's hear from one of them. It's former Motherwell, Hibs and Rangers striker. It is Jamie Murphy.
Worst dressed.
Oh, Jackson Irvin.
That's 2 weeks in a row.
He got that last week, didn't he?
That's what I thought.
Got it last week, aye.
Cut jeans and all that they talked about with him.
It was Ricky Foster that said he was the worst last week.
Just could be anything. Could come in. Most boys come in trackies or jeans, hoodie, whatever. Could be anything. Be Jackal. He's got his own sense of style. Put it that way.
Moaniest.
There's been a few of them. Recently, probably Big Connor Goldson.
Right.
Someone in a good way, but
who do you want to back you up in a fight?
Oh, Gogic. Oh, the boy Gogic.
He looks quite handy, didn't he?
I think you can handle him.
I get him mixed up with Darian McKinnon when somebody asked me who's the hardest man in Scotland. I was like, Darian McKinnon, but I actually meant Gogic.
He's a big fella, isn't he?
Best looking.
Big Dan Randolph, who we had at Mullow.
Did he? The goalkeeper?
Big goalie, aye.
Quite handsome.
Cradle loves a goalkeeper. Don't
aye,
he?
Especially a handsome goalie.
Aye, I think he started. I think he's going to be Alexandra Burke. No,
he is not.
He is. Aye.
No way. I bet when he started getting out with her, he was like, hallelujah. Hey, there we go. That's how he started.
Teacher's pet.
No teacher's pet, but. See, I'll go Ryan Jack, but purely because everyone used to say the gaffer loves him, but he is a great player, so you can see why.
Fair enough.
Very diplomatic.
So Ryan Jack kisses Stephen Gerrard's ass, that's brilliant.
Most skillful.
Ryan Kent.
Worst trainer.
There's a few people that not terrible footballers, but like, you know, they can't really be arsed training, stuff like that. Trying to think who we've got at Hibs now. Nizzy's a bit like that. Aye. Sometimes he needs a wee bit to get going, but obviously when he gets going, he's great.
Who never gets the round in?
I've not had a night out with anyone.
That's what I was just going to say. This question's quite dated now, you think about it, isn't it? Because it's been about fucking 2 years since you rolled out.
Who's last on the Zoom?
Who's late for their COVID test?
Oh, Tav was late all the time.
Is he?
TD was nearly late, but he was always late.
Right, so we've not got him there. You can remember for back in the day, now. Back in your days in Motherwell, that any?
Chris Porter was a bit tight.
Is he?
No tight. He's just, as he said, last to get the round.
Biggest BAM up merchant.
Scotty Arfield.
Is he? I used to like him, man.
Go with that top other day. There we go.
I'll need to go and see that medal that he invited me to go and see.
Top shagger.
It's hot water, ain't no hot water.
Hot water, no.
He's played with Alan McGregor. We'll just leave it at that, shall we?
Is it Alan McGregor?
Alan McGregor's a married man. No, Alan McGregor.
Well, that's right. You're gonna.
Don't make assumptions, Christopher.
Again, probably big Dan.
Randolph.
I'm sure Alexa Burke will be happy when she hears this in the podcast.
Best you've played with?
The boy Bruno at Brighton. He's the right back. Spanish guy, played with Valencia and stuff like that.
Aye.
He was different. I used to think like he must think we're all hopeless. Is that good?
Thanks, Football Daft. Thank you very much for listening. You boys are off to sunny Spain now.
Si, señor.
Adios,
yeah, yes,
we are, me,
Chacho,
yeah, we, yeah,
yeah.
I remember the first day I met this guy in the studio at River City, and I'm going to fucking Seville with him, man.
Chris, you'll have your own party on Saturday, on me.
I'll be sitting tap off, waiting out, party time. Let's do it.
the Premiership's done now. It's all pretty much done, so all the games at the weekend are pretty much just getting
dead rubber
at the weekend. Playoff semis are both in action Friday night. Go on the Red Lichtees against Inverness, 0-0, so hopefully they can come up. In the League One playoff, I've just said Edinburgh 2-0 up against Annan, looks like they might be coming up into League One. We've got the Saturday, obviously, full Premiership, Celtic, Motherwell, Hearts, Rangers, Ross County, Dundee United. I'm not even going to get predictions because they mean nothing now. Cowdenbeath could be going down to the lower leagues. Bonnie Rigg Rose, 3-0 up on that guy. Grado needs to go because he needs to go pick up the win.
Grado, she can survive about 5:15 on Tuesday, right, mate?
See you there, mate. Right, can't wait to see you, pal. Tom, catch you later.
Days later, have a good time, mate. Have a good time, lads.
And Sunday, we've got the lower end of the Premiership playing as well. All the relegation done. So, again, just dead rubber there. And finally, the playoff final is happening on Sunday as well with Airdrie against Queen's Park. That game happening tonight.
What do you fancy for that one?
Wait, so, wait a minute. Queen's Park can go down?
Queen's Park can go up to the Championship.
Up to the Championship, mate.
Right, so this isn't the playoff.
Right, so Dunfermline are down, Chris, because
right, okay.
Queen's Park beat Dunfermline. So right. fourth play, second bottom of the Championship, second and third play off against each other, and then the winners of both games play against each other, and that's why we've got
Queen's Park. So Airdrie and Queen's Park are in the same week?
Yes.
Right, okay, right, so...
I think Tom's confusion was Hank and Queen's Park are still in the doldrums.
Right, no, it's not, because Queen's Park are Sammy's family's team.
Okay.
How the fuck do you know this then?
Mate, do you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I've not paid a bastard bit of attention to Scottish football apart from Celtic this season, and that's the truth. So, that's not normally how I do it, but it's this season's been fucking laser focused.
I hear you.
Yeah. So Queen's Park, Airdrie, the game's happening tonight as we record this podcast. I guess, good boys, we're not going to see you next week, Stephen. You'll be in Seville. We'll get you on though, and I'd like, if you're up for it, Stephen, I'd like you maybe to film little bits of your journey, and we can maybe put together a wee video diary for the patrons. So if you could just into the WhatsApp, do a video diary, we'll put that together, and if you're a patron, you'll see Stephen's Seville diary. Get that at patreon.com/
You do know my editing skills aren't the best, so
just send it to me.
I'll
put it together. That's it for this week's Football Daft. Thank you very much for listening. What are we going to call this week's episode?
Viva España.
Viva España.
Canny. It's too...
Bear.
Bear.
Bear. Okay, Bear 52. Right, we'll call it Bear this weekend. Thank you very much for us at Football Daft. We will see you on the next one. It'll just be me and Tom.
Well, you never know. Why don't we invite some other guests?
I think we'll get another guest on next week as well to co-host with us. So thank you very much for listening. We'll see you next one up the road.
Adios, mi chachas.
Have a good one, mate. Audio Frontier.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.